A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome once more to the Talking Movies Pictures Movie Show. I am
Andy Price.
And hello. I am, how you doing?
And I am,
I'm well,
Tim Goodings.
Explain in an emoji. That's gonna be a movie.
Yeah, hold on, why are you talking about movies, Andy?
Because this is a movie show.
That's it.
Play the theme tune. Oh, I imagine we probably put it on at the start, didn't
we? Yeah, probably already done.
That's
it.
That's fair.
Should we play it again?
Yeah.
That's not.
What's on the show today? We got big old Guest later on. We got Rob Tunstall on.
Yeah, Rob Tunstall.
That's going to be nice.
Guest talking about his new movie.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've got a couple of things to talk about before then.
Yeah,
we'll be finishing the episode with listener questions as per.
Yep. But we're going to start with our most popular segment.
Oh, God. People are just Marvel crying
news.
Out. They're like, can we have a separate Marvel News podcast, please? And I've just been saying...
They don't exist.
They don't... Yeah, that's...
Why would they?
What do you mean? Like, that's really weird. And also, what would Andy do while I'm doing that?
Like, if you just had a Marvel News podcast, you wouldn't get all the other great things.
Yeah, you wouldn't get all of our great banter chats. And yeah, you wouldn't get listener questions. You wouldn't get great features like Car Screamio U.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it would be a shambles. It's really a good thing that we don't.
It's a bundle. It's more value. More bang for your pound.
Okay, so Marvel News this week. Let's go into this. We'll play the jingle.
Marvel News. Yeah.
That was nice.
That was it. Oh, love those jingles. So Marvel News this week.
Marvel correspondent.
Well, as your roving Marvel reporter.
Where are you roving?
And
Where have you been?
I go to libraries and I just log onto the internet there and I just look at all of the Marvel news and then I jot it down in my little jotter and then scuttle back here just in time for the podcast. In honor of an event that's happened, this episode's Marvel news is going to be a bit different. It's going to be
Wait, Tim, is this still Marvel news though?
This is still in many ways it's related to Marvel, and in you know, people that are interested in Marvel news will want to know this news if they don't already, but they definitely already know. Because of this, just quick rebrand. So we'll have to do another jingle.
Okay.
Quick rebrand. This is DC news.
Oh.
DC News? Yes.
Okay, we probably won't use
that
again unless.
It?
Yeah, we probably shouldn't. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Something else tragic.
Yeah, unless something as well. Print portrait. So it is quite tragic. This is the sad news that the famous Batman actor Adam West from the 1966 television series Batman has passed away.
Oh, that is DC news.
That's the most DC you can get. And in many ways, it's the opposite of Marvel news because it's DC, and obviously Marvel would, you know, love this. So in honour of that, we're going to do some actual DC news, talk a bit about DC in general as well.
Yeah.
Just to show that we are not showing favouritism to Marvel, even though we do so much Marvel news every episode.
Do you want me to fire up Cinema Blend?
So fire up whatever that is, and we'll just find out if that's...
Okay, you know. Cinema Blend, for regular listeners will know, this is where we get all our movies news from. It's like a news agency, but for movies. It's like the Reuters of news, but movies.
Okay. Is it... I mean, what... how would it compare to, say, like a library or...
No, so Reuters, they have a team of journalists that are on the ground and they put out these...
But at Reuters, do they have computers there and they have the internet there and you can look stuff up?
No, they also use the library.
They don't even have it.
They also use the library. But they're better reporters than you.
Go on.
Okay, so Cinema Blend, top DC news. Could Armie Hammer play Shazam in the DCEU?
Oh, no, I'll just explain this very briefly. So Armie Hammer, the reason this is particularly of note is because Armie Hammer was cast to play Batman in an old George Miller helmed Justice League movie that was shelved. So it'd be interesting if he was to return to the DCEU in another role. So do you want to just open the article?
I
mean,
I don't give a shit, but that's fine. So the article says, could Armie Hammer play Shazam in the DCEU? Here's what he says. So we're going to find out what he says.
What's he say about
it? So the answer is... just a minute. Just
click on the...
I have... it's just...
The words or the picture, probably. With both.
Well, I don't think my internet's as fast as the library. I know what you're used to, Tim, but...
Do you want
to
just click on that? Oh,
it's timed out.
Okay, do you want to just click refresh?
Yep.
And then just click on it.
Yeah, it's timed out again.
Okay, do you want to just turn the computer off quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, we just had a little break in the recording there. Andy just turned his laptop and turned it back on again. Okay. So
could Armie Hammer play Shazam in the DCEU? Here's what he says.
Interesting, what's he saying?
Hang on.
It's...
Wait, be patient.
Just click on it.
Oh, fucking BT.
Right click.
Be shit more like.
A new tab. Minimize it.
No.
And then maximize it.
Yeah.
And then just click back.
Uh-huh.
And then control alt delete.
Yep.
Yeah. And then task manager.
Should I run diagnostics?
No, definitely don't do that.
It's not working.
I don't want to end up with an episode where we don't have some sort of comic book related movie news, Andy.
Well,
I really feel like this is the failing you've made where...
Week.
Yeah, we
it's
do.
Very detailed.
And what you're telling me now is that we don't have even DC news this week. You're pissing on the grave of Adam West, Andy.
Because Adam West has obviously sadly passed away. The DC guys have just, you know, they're just busier with other things, so they can't ensure that the connection to their articles related to their company.
Oh, so DC
can work,
are just too busy.
They're in mourning.
Funeral. They're in.
They're probably not even in work today.
National holiday. Yeah. They're grieving.
So I'm sorry, guys. No DC news this week or Marvel news. That's a shame.
Okay. Well, fine. Well,
we'll move on to
our
next feature, which is
okay.
Just as good, if not worse.
Yeah. So this is a feature. This is a feature that we've done it once before, and this is just a way of talking to our listeners about the industry and what happens.
Industry trap.
When you're leading up to making a movie, and when you've got the idea, you go, "Oh, it's a brilliant idea." I've got
Tell me, let's talk us through it. Tim, what would you do? So you've got this idea for a movie in your head.
Oh, I have. Yeah.
And what's the next step?
You decide what.
Nope. You have a well-deserved nap, but then. What do you do?
You decide what the movie.
No, you have a snack. Yeah. So you've got the energy for the next step, which is?
You just play a little bit of Minecraft.
Walk into a film studio's offices. Then, and once you're in there, you need to get up to the 50th floor somehow. And what do you do?
Just a little wee quickly because adrenaline.
So how do you get up to the 50th floor?
You just get on the escape route ladder.
Nope, you get in the...
Hustle and you do...
Nope. You get into the elevator.
You just really,
and when
you
you're in the
talk,
elevator,
you chat up that receptionist. You do really charming, and you just sort of go, "Oh, hey." Yeah.
So you've got to go in with confidence. So you ignore the receptionist. You just go straight into the elevator.
Cloud nine,
and the
goes,
guy
what?
There
and level
who
nine,
presses the buttons to take you to the 50th floor.
What's he look
he's
like?
He's dressed in red, and he goes, "Which floor, sir?"
50th floor, please, Your Honor.
And he says, 50th floor. You must be here to pitch a movie. Go."
I pitched to him.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's the studio executive. He's just waiting in the elevator, Yeah, so he's waiting for people to come in and pitch me.
About the elevator aspect.
Yeah, because what are you going to do once you're in the office? You're not in the elevator.
Yeah, you get to the 50th floor, and then he lets you. If it's good, he lets you out. And if it's not, he opens the floor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you both tumble down and die because if he's not getting people,
he has a vested interest in people being good, and he would look at you, and he'll most of the time be looking at you and go, "This guy's got an idea."
This game is called Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator Pitch. Tim do
pitch, please.
Is we give each other three words each.
Or two.
Or two.
Or four.
And they are the name of the movie. Mm-hmm. And the other person has to think on the spot, you know, bang out an idea. And at the end, whoever wins gets the girl. Because this is movies.
Right, you can pitch first. We've got the three bowls of paper here. Yes. Now, how many words do you want? Do you want two, three, or shall I get the big bowl from underneath the table?
No, I don't. I don't want the big bowl. It's intimidating.
Okay, so just you tell me which bowl to pick first. From.
That one.
Okay, so I just put my hand in a glass bowl, more of a feature.
Of course.
Of paper. And it's white like Charlie. The drug. And the first word is bless.
Oh, wait, I didn't let you finish. Bless or blessed?
Blessed.
Okay, yeah, blessed.
The second word is garage.
Oh, garage.
Okay, the third word is music.
Ah, okay, all right.
And isn't a pitch the movie that he's just heard of? The title is Blessed or Blessed Garage Music. Pitch, please.
Okay, so this is my movie, Blessed Garage Music, or Blessed. Right, so it starts in my parents' garage.
Okay.
19.
Are you still?
Let me pitch. Please.
Pitch, please.
It opens in my parents' garage. I'm there with a guitar. 1996. Nirvana is dead. Sonic Youth might be still going. But Pearl Jam... probably also still going, but Nirvana is dead. And I'm there and I'm like, oh, what am I gonna play? And so, like, my drummer, who's also there, played
by
Tim Goodings,
yes,
who is very small at the time, he's only about two or three.
I was five.
He's like, Andy, I can play the drums.
Is
that what you sounded like back then?
Yes, but I couldn't play the drums, but I would have said that because I'd like to lie.
Yeah. Well, you were lying.
I was a little liar,
You were lying. So, like, we're in the garage, obviously, and I'm playing the guitar, and I'm like, what about if we start a ska band? And little Timmy, he goes, oh, I don't know what ska is. Is that what you sound like?
Again, I did know what it was, so I was lying, but I did sound like that,
You are a liar.
What floor are we at?
We're about 30.
Tim,
this isn't linear storytelling, Tim. This is a pitch. What I'm doing is explaining the overall premise of this biopic. And it starts in the garage and it ends in the garage.
And it never leaves the garage.
No, it does, because it's like it's got this documentary theme to it. So as we're talking, I say, do you like ska music? And you're like, no. And I'll go, well, let me tell you a story about ska music. And as I'm talking, it just fades out. And then basically the specials just start doing playing. And it's like a live version from Top of the Pops. And then that plays. And then we come back to the garage. And I'm like, do you like R&B music?
So the story is just a live video of some music.
It's basically Top of the Pops 2. Which ran for a long time, Tim. It outlasted Top of the Pops 1. So if you're saying that's not
well,
a good
sequels
pitch,
are always more successful, aren't they?
Well, exactly. That's why Hollywood rarely makes them, because they just can't handle
the
volume.
It's too much money.
Where are they going to put it? Switzerland? No, it's full.
Switzerland's
corrupt
full.
Politicians' money.
Yeah.
Why don't they make a movie? Oh, because they make even more and it'd be even fuller.
Yeah, it would.
So that's my movie.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Who else is in it? Just all the bands that you mentioned.
Yeah. So like R&B. So we've got, okay, let's go through the genres. We got the specials.
Yeah.
R&B.
Yeah.
R. Kelly.
Ah.
But that's not a performance. That's the trial.
So your story.
Next genre.
To explain to me what R&B is you recounting his trial.
I mean, that's one of it. Like there's like a little three act structure within the R&B retelling. So it starts with R. Kelly doing Ignition. Then
the remix, or
yeah,
okay, good.
And then it goes to him in his trial, and then it ends with Trapped in the Closet. And that's my pitch. What do you reckon, Charlie?
Oh, ding, that's floor number 50.
Yep,
and then I can choose whether I open the door or I pull the lever, and I press the button, and the door opens.
Yes, but
just before you step out, I pull the lever and I jump out onto floor 50 with your idea.
Oh.
You fall down the shaft and I go to the execs and say, hey guys, I've got a great story for a movie called Blessed Garage Music.
Oh, and of course, Brian Blessed was the bass player. Charlie. Right. Do you want to pitch me old Charlie a movie?
Okay. Can I have three words, please?
Right. First one.
It's a lot of paper in there.
Right. First word.
Yep.
Sandpaper.
Sandpaper. Okay. And then one from the one and other on the floor.
All right. Of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Sandpaper of Scandinavia.
Sandpaper of Scandinavia. Okay. If only it was a country I knew more about. That
yeah.
Be...
Do you want another one? Or
yeah.
All right. Sandpaper of Scandinavia. Town.
Sandpaper of Scandinavia town. Yeah. Now.
Pitch, please.
Yep. And then I say, what did you... Oh, no. Pitch. And the pitch begins. Sandpaper of Scandinavia town.
Yep.
We open on Scandinavia town, yeah. A small town in the Midwest of America.
Good.
He's
found a loophole.
And the reason it's called that is because everyone there is blonde and they have loads of money. So we open on a glazier in his glass workshop and he is making... He's blowing some glass, not like that, but we do make that pun at some point in the movie.
Good.
And a kid laughs.
Because if he didn't, his pitch would be over.
So he's blowing the glass and, he's working the shaft. And he's wearing glasses and who made them? He did, because he does it. A small boy comes in.
Oh.
Oh, who's this? It's Paul Giamatti.
Oh.
And Paul Giamatti comes in. Oh, the old man is played by River Phoenix. Because I think he would be that age now. So he's there and then Paul Giamatti comes in and he's like, hey, mister, you got any glass for me to deliver today? Because he's the glass delivery boy.
Mm.
And then he turns around to go, this is River, turns around and goes, what? And he knocks over a big glass vase that he was blowing. Like that, but weirdly earlier in the day, he had laid out a big sheet of paper covered in glue, and he smashes the glass onto the paper, and it shatters and sticks. The little boy says, "Oh, what do you mean here, Mister?" And you find out that he is the inventor of sandpaper, and suddenly. We pan to outside the glazier workshop.
No.
And what do you find? All the houses are made of wood.
Shut up.
And they're all really rough to the touch. And it's a race against time for him to sandpaper the houses and get them as smooth as possible. Quick, before the commissioner comes. And if he doesn't do it in time, he shuts down the town. And he made a railroad build through the whole town and he'll knock it down because it's too rough.
Who's the commissioner played
this
by?
This is a rough neighbourhood, he says. Another great joke. Yeah. Commissioner is played by Courtney Love. And the little kid is like, he just gets his little scraps of sandpaper, glass paper. And then at one point he goes up to a nice little small house. He's rubbing the garage door and he accidentally clicks a button. Garage door opens and initially see, but young Andy Price.
Oh!
playing guitar. Young Tim Gooding's playing drums.
Wait. When's this movie set?
1996.
Oh.
Did I not say?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. And he enlists the help of these young men to put on a benefit. To raise enough money to create enough sandpaper to sand down the whole town to make it smooth so it's not a rough neighbourhood anymore so that the commissioner will not shut the town down and put a railroad through. And I won't spoil the end, but needless to say, it's a very smooth transition and that was a pun. Yes. And then in the end, Paul Giamatti accidentally swallows some sandpaper and dies.
Oh, lovely. What a nice touch. All right, well, I'll make my decision.
Yeah,
I'm reaching towards a button.
Uh-oh.
Oh. And I have pushed you out of the elevator.
Did you press the button?
Press the button and I fall to my death.
You saved me.
So you can so take much. My movie with your movie, make it big.
Oh, but you're not Charlie this
am
time.
I'm in there as well because I went with you because you were nervous.
We did a podcast together. Yeah, we're good friends.
Why would I not be there? And me and Charlie fall to our death. We hold hands on the way down and he says to me, pitch, please, because that's all he can say.
That's all he can say.
And I said, I've already done it.
But actually, what we find out is a twist for the listener, is that even your pitch was incorporated within my pitch because we went into the elevator at the same time.
And that's how we play Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator pitch. Pay the theme tune.
No.
Let's move on to our guest for this week.
Yeah, our guest Rob Tunstall. We'll do a bit of music, then we'll have Rob talking about his movie, and then a bit more music at the end. And then while some of the music fades down a little bit, but it keeps playing, and then we have listener questions, and then the music goes up a little bit and then back down, yep. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, all right.
But there is something that we need to clarify for the listener quickly, is that before in the interim time between now and when the interview starts, don't, whatever you do, don't, please, for fucking hell, don't touch the dial.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to the Talking Movies Pictures Movie Show. We're here with our guest for this week, Rob Tunstall.
Hi.
The situation here is that Rob is based in our US studio. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we want to get like a higher caliber of guests on, and a lot of them are in the US.
That's where a lot of movies are.
Hollywood's in, is in...
It's near the US. I think it's like a little island off it.
Hollywood? Am I right in saying Hollywood somewhere between Mexico and Canada?
You are. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's a good bet for anything in America if you just say that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I see. That's good. Is it equidistant, or is it like? Is there a?
What about Alaska?
Well, that's still kind of between. In a sense, that's between Mexico and Canada.
What about Hawaii?
Hawaii?
Or what about the American Embassy in England?
I think that's still all between Mexico and Canada, figuratively.
I think you're right.
What about Vatican City?
Vatican City? Technically American. The Pope, of course, an American.
There we go.
That big cowboy hat he wears.
That's how it works. But we are here today, Rob, to talk about your new film in our plush US studio.
Oh, I mean, it's better what's than it like what, over the there?
We've got here. Yeah, because we haven't been here yet. There yet.
Cushions?
Cushions, candles? Shag carpet, on the walls.
Oh, don't do that.
You guys told me to put in shag carpet.
Well, I've got a dust allergy and I'm worried it will come through, you know.
That can happen.
Andy, did you not clear the kind of...
Well, I thought it would be okay because on a previous guest we had on, Jenny Collier, I was trying to give her a cough through the headphones so that she could recreate the voice she had on the filming, which was when she had a cough. So because that didn't work in the end, we could go ahead with the shag carpeting because it wouldn't affect him. But now I'm worried that she may have been immune or something.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Well, we'll see. I mean, if I start to tear up or start to sneeze, cough,
we'll just stop and cancel the interview.
We'll just Well, yeah. Well, if you want to, I mean, we'll okay. do what we can. But
so, how are you, Rob?
I'm good. I mean, thanks for giving me this job.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really
job,
nice.
The job of promoting your movie, or the job of fitting out our studio.
Both. I mean, yeah. you know how it is in the modern, you know, for creatives, like we can't just do one thing. Like, you know,
no,
I work
how
on
is
movies.
It?
How it's collaboration.
It? Yeah. It's collaboration.
Yeah.
And it's difficult, and ladies be doing it for themselves. And I'm not a lady, but.
Oh, so you got someone else to do it for you.
I have to get someone else to do it for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you pay her or?
No. Because she does it for herself.
Does it for the love right. of the art?
Yeah. Like, she's doing things that benefit me, but she's doing it for her own because she wants to, is how she's rationalized it.
Yeah.
To herself,
but in the long run, it might help her out as well. If you're obviously a big actor and, you know, she gets in your good books and you can put in a good word.
I mean, the problem is she's doing it for herself because we paid her to do it. So does that then ruin it?
Andy, I wish you hadn't told me that.
So your film is Boys 2, colon Men.
Boys 2, Men.
So it's a silent colon.
Yeah, most colons are, I believe. Maybe this is a language barrier thing again.
Oh, it could be.
We mostly don't say them. Do you pronounce commas as well?
Yes, we pronounce all punctuation in England.
Full stop.
Just to make sure that people understand what we're saying, question mark?
That sounds tiring.
I mean, it is tiring, exclamation mark.
We won't do it for the whole podcast. We'll make sure that you feel at ease. We won't do it for the
time. I don't think I could handle it.
I'm not sure we could.
Question mark. All right, that's the last one. Okay, fine. So let's talk about your movie. I think first we should probably, in talking about Boys 2, colon Men, we'll just say Boys 2, Men. We need to address what happened in Boys 1.
Right.
No. So Boys 1, I mean, now we call it Boys 1. Before it was just called Boys. But that was, it was kind of a what do you call it? Like, kind of like, not a prologue or a postlogue, but kind of like a paralogue to Bad Boys. If you recall. And Bad Boys was obviously, you know, a very successful film with Martin Lawrence and Will
Huge.
Smith.
Yes.
But, so you know, it kind of came out at a time when the religious, and I'm going to kind of get deep into kind of like the kind of cultural underpinnings of America right now, but the right wing in the 90s, when that movie came out, they were really railing against, like, you know, gangsta rap. And
that's so you spell that with an I at the end instead of ER.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Okay, gangsta rap.
Yep.
So no language barrier.
You know, no language barrier. But they do have a language warning on the CDs now. So it was just kind of this whole thing. And studios in Hollywood, you know, they're kind of worried that they're too liberal and they're out of touch with middle America. So they thought, well, let's get rid of the bad. And we'll just make a Boys.
Right.
So who did they cast as the boys in the first one?
So the boys were Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who you may remember as the small lion in The Lion King.
May I? Thank you.
He hasn't done much since, though.
No, he was on Home Improvement, which is a sitcom that perhaps he did not get.
No, we know what that is.
Okay, good.
No language barrier there.
No language barrier there. I was worried that it might be called, like, I don't know, cottage upkeep.
Yes, because all homes in England are cottages. And there's no such thing as improvement in England. It's just upkeep. Everything must stay the same.
Yeah.
That came out more offensive than I meant.
I mean, if we were to improve a property rather than just upkeep it, we would go to jail. So it is a little bit sensitive because we have to be careful about what we're going to say. Because if I give the inclination that I might, I don't know, add a conservatoire to my property, then that is improvement.
You might
rather
have to,
than upkeep.
You might even have to edit that out of the podcast, Andy, because just mentioning it.
And I will remember that. And timestamp.
Make a marker.
10.
Right there.
Okay, good. Yeah. Was it just the one boy? Well, it's called Boys, isn't
it's
it?
Two, so, yeah, there's at least one more. It was Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And then it was Elijah Wood.
And he is still a boy as well.
He's
what people
perpetually
don't know.
A boy, yeah. Mm.
Perpetually a boy, which is why he's actually one of the only people who came back for the sequel.
So Jonathan Taylor Thomas did not come back? Or, too much of a man now? Or is that...
too? Well, that's the thing.
They are men now, aren't they? So
that's is that the a problem of,
in bringing Elijah Wood back?
The dilemma of boys to men is that Elijah Wood has stayed a boy, but his best friend, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, has become a man.
So they both came back.
But was it in real time, or is it like the movie Big, where it's just one of them becomes an adult and one stays a boy forever? Or
I think what Tim's trying to say is there a Zoltar machine?
And does a little boy fuck a woman, but he's pretending to be a man, so she essentially commits statutory rape?
It happened
okay.
while we were filming, but it wasn't
filmed.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't meant to, it wasn't like in the script or meant to happen, and cameras weren't on. But it
you say it wasn't it meant to happen.
No, it's a crime, Tim.
Okay. So,
well, it's a crime in America. I'm not sure if it's a crime here. Is
oh.
it?
Oh, it's frowned upon. Certainly, it's about as bad as improving your home. It's on that. It's on
okay. So you will go to jail.
If you go to jail, you're legally not allowed to rehabilitate, right? Because that would be improving yourself.
Exactly.
That's why all sentences are life sentences. Whether fraud, stealing,
keep going.
Exposure,
great.
Murder,
home improvement,
serial murder.
Yeah. Family ties?
Oh, that's the worst. That's two life sentences.
Different strokes.
Now, Rob, tell me.
Oh, boy.
Now, tell me. You've mentioned this cast of two boys later. Yeah. One boy, one man.
Yeah.
How do you fit into this puzzle? Because obviously you're based in America. Everyone in the UK that are into films don't have an awareness of the American film industry. So they only know their Orlando Blooms, their Eddie Redmaynes, and the rest. So for people that don't know who you are you part of this cast? Were you a supporting actor? Or are you the writer? Are you director?
The grown-up version of Jonathan Taylor Thomas? Or... You okay?
I thought you guys were going to be cool.
I mean,
we tried to be. I mean, I'm wearing a baseball cap backwards,
and mine's to the side. So we've got both 90s and 2010s fashions covered there.
All right, look, I just couldn't wait to be king, and now I'm king. It's me.
Fucking
JTT.
Oh, it is you. You are JTT.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Jason Taylor.
Can
Thomas,
fucking stop putting his act on now.
Oh, I have noticed your accent changed.
Jennifer.
Jennifer Thomas Taylor.
Jennifer Jason Lee, my wife. Is that who you're talking about?
So what, your name is Jennifer...
Jonathan
Thomas Taylor, and Thomas. Your wife is Jennifer Lee Taylor...
Jason.
Taylor Jason.
Thompson.
Lee.
Leah Thompson.
Yeah.
From Back to the Future.
From Back to the Future.
I thank you to remember that.
Oh, it's committed to memory. Committed to memory.
Great.
So Jonathan Taylor Thomas, thank you very much for coming on to the show.
You're welcome.
Jason.
You're obviously playing opposite Elijah Wood once again for the sequel of Boys.
Right.
Boys, Two Men.
Mm.
Yeah.
How has your relationship with Elijah changed in the intervening years? How long has it been since you've released the first Boys movie?
Fuck, it's been like 13 years. Here, I'm going to level with you. I was like, you know how Elijah Wood's still a boy? I was staying a boy too. And then a boy too, men. And then, you know, the producers of this fucking movie, they come to me and they say, hey, we got an idea for a sequel, but it's, you know, it rests on one of you becoming a man.
Becoming a man, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then me and Elijah, we flipped a coin and then I lost. And so I had to get pumped full of a bunch of HGH and shit.
Oh, okay. So the reason Elijah Wood is still a boy is because of this sequel. So, because we weren't aware of the sequel, obviously, before talking to you and doing the research, because we obviously only know about the UK film industry. So the idea that Elijah Wood has always been a boy, we just thought that was a natural occurrence, but it's because he flipped a coin and
had
you
to
lost.
Remain a boy for Boys 2, colon, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's one way to look at it. I look at it as like he got to remain a boy and I had to become a man. Are you men? Do you like it?
Yeah, I'm a man.
Andy is. I'm on the cusp.
We had to flip a coin when we started this podcast because we're like, you can't have two boys doing a podcast. No,
yeah,
we'll
you need
listen, but if you have two men, that's weird. So one of us has to.
That's diversity.
Yeah, exactly. We are a very, well, in the UK especially, we're a very diverse podcast. We have a man, we have a boy, and that's diversity.
Same with this movie.
Yeah,
quotas,
absolutely.
Quotas.
Quotas. Mm. Yeah.
And you're both white?
I mean, I don't know. I like Elijah Wood. Who knows what the fuck he is?
Well, you can't speak for him, can you?
Yeah, I suppose. Wood's brown.
I can't. I gotta apologize. All the drugs, they made my language real salty.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. We're not a family podcast. That's why one of us is a man. If we're both boys, we'd have to rein in the language, but I became a man, so I can say shit, bugger, cunt, and Tim can't say any of those words.
I'm not allowed to.
So you guys want to hear about this fucking movie?
Oh, please.
Well, yeah, okay.
Well, see, Tim's a boy, so he's already lost his attention.
I've got a short attention span. I
want to hear about it. So
I've got a fidget spinner on the go here, and it's really keeping me interested.
It's so fast.
Yeah.
It makes me dizzy.
There's a whole subplot where Elijah Wood is playing with a fidget spinner, and because I'm a man now, I can't fucking like wrap my head around it. I'm like, Elijah, why the fuck are you doodling with that thing in your hand? And he's like, oh, you know, I just love it.
That, yeah, I remember that scene from the trailer, and what I really liked about that scene was when you just smacked him upside his head.
That was an outtake.
So, because you said his real name. And it's amazing that made it into the trailer. Who was responsible for the trailer?
Fuck, I think it might have been Viggo Mortensen.
From the Road?
Yeah, yeah.
No, is that the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he's from the Road. He's from lots of things. He's Captain Fantastic. Lords of the Rings.
Lords of the Rings.
One of them, yeah.
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 And was he fantastic? Well, he wasn't fantastic as doing trailers.
Yeah.
Was he a captain about it, though?
He was a bit of a captain. He had a history of violence, which helped him out a lot, I think.
Is that a movie that he's in as well? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
That's why I said it.
Oh, great. Okay, so back to the film then. What is the main sort of point that you're making with the film? Obviously, one of you has... Is it the fact that Elijah's character has remained a boy and that is the premise of the film, that somehow... He is stunted and kind of disgusting, sort of hobbity man, and you have to try and find a way to resolve that. Or is it that, you know, how much time has passed in the movie world? Is it the same?
It's kind of like a modern day retelling of the Peter Pan myth, where like Elijah Wood never grows up, but then he's doomed to see his, you know, his best friend, me, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, just waste away in front of his eyes.
Ah,
that is a shame.
That is a shit.
Yeah.
And so have you deliberately tried to waste yourself and make yourself look kind of emaciated and old?
Because how much weight did you have to lose for this movie? You did a bit of a Christian Bale, as far as I can see.
An apple a day, that was it.
And did
for
it keep
six months?
That seems
doctor
like a lot.
Away or?
I was contractually not allowed to see a doctor.
Ah, okay.
Did you have to smoke a lot of cigarettes as well to keep the hunger pangs at bay?
I didn't have to.
but you chose to.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's how our movie stars over here tend to do it. So where did you learn your acting craft? Was it over here or did you find a...
Somewhere between Canada and Mexico.
Yeah.
Somewhere between Canada and Mexico in a little place called Michigan where I studied under the tutelage. Oh, okay. Well, it looks like a oven mitt. Does that help?
I mean, I've seen one.
I think it's an oven glove, I think. And, I'm an adult, so I know, but Tim...
Yeah, I'm not allowed to touch the stove.
Who was your teacher?
It was Tim Allen, of course.
Oh, from Home Improvement.
From Home Improvement, from Cottage Upkeep.
Well, yeah. It's pretty amazing that Tim even knows that, because we're not actually legally allowed to show Home Improvement on TV over here. So have you been torrenting again, Tim?
Well, I am a really young child, so I know how to torrent things. So
that's
yes.
fine.
And he's got the same name as me.
Could you teach me later?
Yeah, sure. So you learned your craft from Tim Allen. Now, is he any good? Oh, was that an impression?
No, it's just something I do sometimes because I learned under Tim Allen.
Oh, it's a technique he taught you.
Can you...
what do you call that technique?
That's called being a man. You know, he had that book, like, Don't Stand Too Close to a Naked Man. And, you know, obviously I'd never been a man before until like, you know, 6 months before we started shooting, which was 7 months ago. So I had to learn how to be a man real quick. So
you shot this movie and finished it in a month.
Yeah. Okay. It's cinema verite. Beagle's really into that.
It's a very indie movie. You can tell from the not poor grading, but lack of grading, I think.
That's a choice.
Yeah. Okay. So it was a choice.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to tell sometimes. Because right. there's that bit where you're talking to Elijah Wood and you're like, put that fidget spinner down. And the grading is kind of this like dark, like kind of yellowish hue. It's almost sepia. And you're like, oh, is this taking place in like a flashback? And then the camera switches to Elijah Wood and he's like, no, I won't put down this fucking fidget spinner. And it's just this bright blue. It's almost turquoise. It looks futuristic. Yeah. And I was like wondering if that was a choice. And you're going, oh, is this a Western or is this a sci-fi movie? Right. Which is it?
So, because everything in America takes place between Canada and Mexico, if you think of Canada as representing science fiction and Mexico as representing the West, all American films are kind of able to... So it's kind of both. In a sense, it kind of blends them. Did you see Westworld?
I wasn't allowed to because it's got tits in. But
but I did because it's got tits in.
Nice.
Okay, so that's interesting.
What is it?
It's a show. Yeah. It's a show where there's cowboys, but they're really robots.
Ah, Western sci-fi.
Yeah.
So that's America.
It's kind of like cowboys versus aliens.
It's a lot like that. It's funny that you mentioned that because the whole structure of boys to men, you know, it's kind of done, you know, like before sunrise and before sunset. So this is all structured around like a 3-hour period. Yeah. Before and after me and Elijah Wood go to see the movie Cowboys and Aliens, which was playing at a second run theater.
So the plot of this movie is that you go and watch Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah, and we don't show that movie on the screen.
Before and after. It's leading up to that, and then it's what happens after it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where the Western sci-fi elements come in, is just you talking about another movie that has Western and sci-fi elements.
Yeah. It's good. It's very good. I mean, I don't think one could exist without the other, to be honest.
I wonder if maybe Cowboys and Aliens could exist without your movie.
Because it already did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got me.
Are you saying that because you believe there's going to be such phenomenal success with this movie that it will just replace the other one because people go, well, we don't need two sci-fi Westerns?
You know, that's a strategy that our producer, Jonathan Rhys-Davies, has approached. He's taken on many of the films he's made. He takes to make a film that kind of piggybacks on the success of another film and kind of leeches off of it. Cowboys and Aliens, unfortunately, was not that successful.
No.
But, you know, we could only film around what was shown in the second run theater because we didn't want to spend, you know, the $25 for both me and Elijah to go see an actual, you know, movie that was in a current theater.
His would be cheaper, though, because he's going to get a child's ticket, presumably.
Well, what's the age rating on a movie? I mean, is he even allowed to see it? Is that the point of your movie that you have to, like, pay for his ticket to get him in?
Yeah, the plot is I have to sneak him in under my coat and then he sits on my knee.
Right, but we obviously don't see that because that's part of when you're in the movie.
Well, you see him getting in my coat.
Yeah.
And then you see him come out of it.
And I assume later. We hear you saying, when we're in the theatre, sit on my knee. So we know.
Yeah.
So why do your characters so desperately want to see Cowboys and Aliens?
Well, it's like I'm trying to reclaim my youth, right? And what's more like kind of a youthful story than Cowboys and Aliens? It's like a fucking ridiculous idea that a child would have.
So tell us about the inciting incident.
Is it the release of the movie?
Well, Orlando Bloom, who does our craft services.
Oh, we've heard of him. And you have as well, because you're American, and he's one of the few that you've heard of.
We heard he made it big in America. I guess this film.
He has Elizabethtown. Fantastic.
Did he do craft services on that as well?
I believe so. He refuses to work on a film he doesn't do craft services for.
Oh, that's fair. What does he serve on the table?
Bloomin' onions.
Good, good, very good. Any Florida-based food?
Epcot apricots.
Good. Crocodile burgers, things like that.
Sure.
Sure.
I don't understand the reference, but yeah.
Well, it's swampy, isn't it, there?
It's mostly swamps.
Mostly
we're trying to drain it. I don't know if you've heard.
And are you planning on using the proceeds from this movie's release to drain the swamps?
It's all going to Trump's 2020 campaign.
Ah, good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a piece of governmental propaganda.
Yeah. I should clarify.
I see. So the cowboys are the Americans and the aliens are the immigrants. I've got it now.
Right. Yeah.
That is very obvious. Yeah.
So you made this film because they didn't make it obvious enough in Cowboys versus Aliens. They didn't make right. the metaphor obvious enough. So you've been commissioned by the US government.
It's sort of like a Mystery Science Theater thing where you're commenting on the movie, but before and after it, and saying how it should be more overt and how aliens are stealing the Cowboys' jobs and that kind of thing.
Well, anytime an alien appears on the screen, like, we just both yell out, and that's a Mexican.
That makes it nice and clear, I think, for everyone.
And is it always a Mexican, or is it...
Well, it's like if the alien looks kind of fancy, we'll say, that's a Canadian.
Which is fine?
Yeah. You know, it's... We go back and forth. I'm okay with him. Elijah hates him.
Considering this is a boys to men.
Men.
Is a piece of government propaganda about immigrants. Yeah. What was Boys One?
Yeah, what film were you watching?
Boys One, we were actually watching Independence Day.
Ah.
Right, okay. Go on.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, we're patriots.
Ah, so that's just more a general patriotic film as opposed to a specific issue.
Yeah, it was a more kind of innocent time. It was just kind of a general, like, hey, rah-rah, we love America.
Yeah, oh, okay. So like Independence Day 1994, that was before immigrants. So you didn't have to worry about that at the time.
Yeah,
okay,
before,
Yeah, that was before immigration was allowed.
Okay.
Into the United States.
Yeah, and in fact, like, it's quite, in a lot of ways, it's almost sort of quite welcoming to immigrants, because obviously there's that famous scene in Independence Day where the alien crashes. And Will Smith actually says, welcome to Earth. He actually says, welcome to Earth.
He does,
so he's sort of like,
polite.
You know, come, you know, your huddled masses, all that shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's light the fires and kick the tires, Big Daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
Oh.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Even though I'm a boy.
I mean, you would love this film, Tim.
The first one, Boys.
Boys. And you'd like about half of Boys to Men.
Which half?
The Cowboys.
The boy half. Oh, Cowboys. Oh, I see. Of course. I didn't even make that connection. That's great.
So talk to us a little bit about the supporting cast of Boys to Men.
Well, there's the ticket taker. Who's just a guy named Josh, I think. Basically, everyone else in the film is just a real life person who was working at that theater.
Daniel Craig, does he make a cameo?
Daniel Craig was also, it was weird. Daniel Craig was both in the film we saw, but he was also watching the film in that second run theater in Florida.
Ah, okay. Was he?
He just loves. You know, he doesn't get invited to the premieres of his film, and he refuses to spend full price, so he waits until his films get in the second run theaters, and then he just goes.
Oh, that's interesting. Do your characters speak to him at all during the...
We throw some popcorn at him.
Right, okay. And how does he react to that?
Well, Elijah does, because he's a boy, and I'm a man, so I got to kind of tell him, hey...
You've got to tell him
grow
off.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He reacts well.
Oh, he likes it. He catch it in his mouth, munches down, says, oh, thanks, and then wears a tuxedo and he's James Bond.
You've seen the film?
Oh, I mean, no, but I'm just very astute. I'm a critic. I see a lot of films.
It's
basic hero's journey stuff, catch popcorn in mouth, put on tuxedo, you know,
I guess it's pretty cliched.
Yeah, I mean.
Now that I think about it.
Maybe in Boys 3, Women, you could change it up a bit, make it less predictable. Is that on the cards at all?
I mean, I think I'm on board, but I mean, I've already gone through one kind of horrific transformation. So, you know, just like doing another one is not as big a deal for me. Elijah, I don't know, like, would he become a girl? Would he become a woman from a boy?
Would you flip for it again?
Well, you still need one of you to be a boy, don't you? So would you go, maybe you go back to being a boy and he'd...
Wait,
goes,
oh, hang on. You'd need all three. Boys, three.
Yeah. So just hiring a lady
women.
Then.
Boy.
Yeah.
Or hire a lady to make her a boy, make Elijah Wood a lady and you stay the same.
The thing is, ladies don't like to like work with other people because they're doing it for themselves.
That is true.
Yeah. Or would it, I mean, let's dig into what this third sequel could be. Is it Boys
Second
3,
sequel.
Women? Is it Boys 3, Men? Colon women.
Yeah. Boys, three men and a baby.
Is it Boys Three Men and a Baby? Did the three men have a baby with a boy?
Boys Three Men and a Little Lady. Because that's very similar to...
So what we're talking about is adding people to the cast here. So who would be your ideal
Little Lady?
Little Lady.
Probably not Dakota Fanning, but the other one.
L.
Is there another one?
Brian.
Is there an undiscovered Fanning?
I think it's Brian Fanning.
Brian Fanning?
Yeah.
Well, he is that Brianne Fanning?
Brianne.
Ceiling Fanning?
Yeah.
Or Hand Fanning?
Hand Fanning. I'd take Hand Fanning.
Sorry, Andy's laughing.
Oh, I tell you what we should do, Tim.
What, Andy?
While we're in a... when we're just making arbitrary casting calls, we should play a game.
Oh, you want to play a little game of Cast Dream or You?
Yeah, do you fancy playing one of our games?
I would love to play one of your games.
All right, let's do Cast, Crew, Me or You. We all know how
should
it's
play
played.
The jingle?
Yeah. There it is. There's the jingle.
Love that.
Yes, okay, so who wants to go first?
Well, should we explain how to play? Do you know how to play, Jonathan?
I've definitely... So, obviously, I am working in your US studio. Yeah, so I do listen to the show religiously.
To the tapes, yeah.
But I have also forgotten.
That's a shame.
To be honest.
We've only played it a few times.
Yeah, only two or three.
I feel like I let you guys down.
Yeah, well, that's an accurate feeling. Okay, I'll explain. So we'll say the name of a person. You understand that concept, Jonathan? Person's names.
Person's name.
Or do you only understand boys and men? We'll name a boy, a man, or a little lady.
Man cast, man crew, man me or man you. So there's no, and that's not Man United, there's no women in this one. This is just an all-male version of Cast, Crew, Me or You.
Refreshing.
Should I do the male version of the jingle?
Yes, do the male version of the jingle.
Yes, please.
Okay. There it is.
There you go. That was beautiful. If anything, that was better. It was stronger.
Refined.
Yes. All right, so I'll say the name of a person, and then you just have to tell me, Jonathan, if that person is in the cast of your movie, the crew of your movie, or if it's me, or if it's you.
All right.
Okay. Do you want to first, Andy? Do you want to say a name first?
Okay, I'm going to give you an easy one this time round. Elijah Wood.
Now take your time, Jonathan. This is not, you know, bear in mind that it have to be men. And is it cast, crew, me or you? Don't rush.
Okay. So.
Bit quicker.
Technically, no one... We didn't conform to Screen Actors Guild requirements, so technically
not
no
SAG
one
approved.
Got, no, not SAG approved. So no one actually got credited for appearing in this film. So,
so there are no credits in this film.
Well, no, Elijah Wood would be crew because he touched the mic once.
Andy,
he's correct.
Oh, well done, Jonathan. Oh,
that was very clever. Because I did a lot of research before I knew we were playing this game, and I looked into the backstory of this film.
Couldn't
and I
find
knew
him on IMDb.
There is no crew, no cast at all, no cast. which is great. So I threw something at you there. Well done. All right, that's 1-0 to JTT.
All right.
All right, so wait, so it's 1-0, meaning that... Can he play against us then?
I don't know.
Okay,
fine. You've got 1 point.
All right.
Great.
That's round two.
All right.
Things hot up. And I'll say another name.
Okay.
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
You don't have Reese. To repeat me. Reese.
I'd
Reese.
Like to.
Davis.
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 Davis. Davis. Davis.
Cast crew, me or you?
That's me. That's my birth name.
Now, Tim, have you done your research?
I didn't need to. I already knew it. So, well done. That is me.
2-0.
So that's Tim.
Right. No, who did you say it was?
I said it was me.
Yeah, so it is me. All right, well done.
No, yeah. That's you.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Hang on.
Hold
contention
on.
Here, contention.
No, hey, it's you.
It's
not
you,
me.
It's not me, because that's Tim.
That's
and,
me or Andy if he says it.
Yeah.
Well, let's try again. Tim okay. Goodings, cast Criminal You.
Me.
No, it's him.
No, it's...
Wow, we found a hole in this game.
Oh, you were in the crew. I forgot.
This has never happened before.
We might have to rename the game. Cast crew, me, you, or him. Or her, depending or on her. The quest.
Well, not for this version, because this is a male-only.
This is a male-only version. For
or sure. Them.
If you have
them.
Them.
Gender yeah, neutral.
Or it.
Tim Curry.
That's. I don't think he's involved.
No, that's Tim. That's you.
Oh, okay. Oh, so he. So,
I said your name and then your favorite food.
Wait, so it's the game now. Cast, crew, me, you, them, or Tim Curry.
Yeah, I think
is
so.
Is it now one of the options?
I mean, as a game, it's getting unruly. Should
I like
we move
that
on?
A lot. Do you want to have a turn, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the rules? So,
cast, crew, me, or you, him, them, Tim Curry?
Yeah.
No, no him, just them.
Just them.
Yeah.
All right. Pennywise.
Oh. So Pennywise had some involvement in this movie. We can get to that after I've given an answer to this. Pennywise.
Yeah.
Pennywise
cast
is
crew,
the clown
me,
from
you,
it.
Them or Tim Curry.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go
by
with
an actor. And well, I'm trying to remember
from what
which
I know,
actor it was.
From what I know, Tim Curry is currently paralyzed in his chair, so it can't be him because he can't be in this movie unless you dressed him up against his will.
But
is it me?
I hope not.
Wait, are you Pennywise, Andy?
I hope not.
Is it Tim Curry?
No.
What's the answer?
It.
Oh. He got us.
Yeah, that's
you,
the mysterious
the best player in this game
option.
We've had so far.
Yeah.
So Pennywise was in Boys to Men.
No, isn't it?
No, he was in he's in Boys to Men, the musical group, if that's what you're talking about. If you want to talk about them, I mean I'm just a regular fan. Like we can rap about, you know, mid-90s R&B hits.
So a lot of people would presume that they did the soundtrack to this movie. Would that be the case?
They did, but it's just playing off of a Walkman. Like Elijah Wood has his earphones just around his neck.
Do you use the theme for Cowboys vs. Aliens at all?
Of course, the theme for Cowboys vs. Aliens.
Which we all know.
Yeah. Which Rawhide and Protozoa.
Do you want to sing a bit for us? We all know it.
Oh yeah. Would you like to hear?
Yeah, go get your guitar and give us a because you did it, didn't you? Because I remember reading something in a magazine interview where there was a little bit of fisticuffs on set because Elijah Wood was like, "I want to do the theme song," and you were like, "No, I want to do the theme song." And obviously, you beat him because you're a man and he's a boy.
Yes. Is this just to clarify? Is this the theme for Cowboys vs. Aliens, or is this a theme for Boys 2: Men, which obviously incorporates the elements from Cowboys vs. Aliens?
Right. So the theme song for Boys 2: Men is my cover of the official theme song for Cowboys and Aliens.
Okay, that's good. So is there any references perhaps to Elijah Wood, coin tossing, that kind of thing in the song?
Elijah Wood, fidget spinners, Daniel Craig. They're all in there.
Trench coats.
Tim Curry.
All of that. Okay, good luck. Good luck.
Can you hear the guitar?
Yes. Yeah.
Elijah Wood's a good friend of mine. We like to go see the pictures, but he's too short to get in the theater. So I hide him in my britches.
So sad.
Daniel Craig got mad at us because we were talking during his movie. But we just said, "Hey, Daniel Craig, we really think you're groovy." And then he got sentimental and told us about Marcus fail marriage to Rachel Weisz? And then he got himself back together. Cause no one wants to see Daniel Craig cry.
Is there a chorus or? I mean, it's called Rawhide and Fleshes Out, right?
So I can only play guitar for like 30 seconds at a time.
That's
so just
fine.
Take a break, but now we'll go into the chorus.
Obviously, getting a bit emotional, that's fine.
Rawhide and protozoa, that's all you need. Rawhide and protozoa. That's what we'll feed on. Rawhide and protozoa. That's what you need, son. Rawhide and protozoa. That's what we'll feed on.
Well, thank you. That was a gorgeous song.
Thank you very much.
And thanks so much for coming in to talk to us about the movie. Just before you go, what we like to do, just so our listeners know whether it's worth seeing or not, if you could just give us a rating out of 5 stars that you think of this movie.
Like 1.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Yeah. I mean, based on what I've heard from the plot and...
It's poorly shot, and you're hearing Boys to Men, and then like the sound from Cowboys and Aliens, and the dialogue's mixed real far back, so you probably can't even tell like what we're talking about.
And it is government propaganda, as we said. So
yeah, and you know, yeah, it's yeah.
So I've just got an email here from Donald Trump's administration. Oh. It says, note one, me is short for wonderful, go see it. So
I think if listeners
take that away instead, because that's come, you know, from the money behind the movie, so that makes sense.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you, and you will please come back on the podcast when Boys 3
Women
is out in cinemas.
Yeah, and if we ever need you for any kind of, you know, roving reporter work, are you available for that? Obviously, we can't get over to America, but you know, you've got, you know,
yeah,
we've paid for the whole studio, though. We might as well try and get some use out of it.
If you could turn the lights off when you leave, that'd be great.
Of course.
Yeah, I haven't sneezed. So that shag carpet is obviously
it's fine. So we'll just leave it up.
Leave it up. All
right.
Did you hang it on the walls?
Yeah.
For soundproofing or just because it's nice? What pattern is it?
Both. It's argyle.
So what's on the floor?
It's hardwood.
Lovely. That's nice, actually. That's vintage. Brilliant. If you're ever over here, please feel free to drop by our UK studio and do the interior design here. Sounds like you've got a good head on those shoulders.
Do you want to describe what it looks like, Andy?
But of course, you're not allowed over here, so that won't be happening anytime soon.
Because of Brexit.
Exactly.
That's right.
Nowhere between Canada and Mexico is allowed to come to the UK, I think, is the rule.
You're a cowboy, not an alien. Just tying it all back in there.
Brilliant.
All right. Thanks a lot for that.
All right. That was our interview with Rob Tanstall.
Yeah, it was. And now it's time for listener questions.
Listener questions.
And what we have for some of them in the same bowl.
Yes, I think I dropped them in. Yeah. All right. This one. Says Biscuit. Doesn't say who it's from. It's anonymous.
I'm concerned that we might have got confused.
Maybe it was an email.
It's
anonymous.
The words for...
It had a question mark on it.
What I'm worried is might have happened is we've got confused with the listener questions and the words for the Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator
Pitch
segment.
We can't rely on that, and we can't not answer a potential listener question. So, Tim, Biscuit...
I mean, yeah, obviously. I'm worried that that isn't the question.
Thanks, Anonymous. Hope that answers your question. Next one.
I hope so. And if that's the question, then I have answered it amply, but I don't know.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, well, I'll ask one. That's fine. I'll just Okay, this one. See, I'm worried it's up in the can because this one just says dressage.
Oh, okay.
But it's got an exclamation mark at the end.
Right.
And
yeah.
But none of the letters are capitalized except the last one.
And who's it from?
If this doesn't, says no one, doesn't say.
No, never anonymous.
Yeah, anonymous. Yeah.
Interesting.
Dressage, Andy.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, it's not a question, but like, yeah, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's a sentiment, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting point you raise.
Mm.
I think that in many ways, the world that we live in today, you get things like that that come across your path in life. You get a bit confused and you go, I don't really understand how this might necessarily affect me. But then what you need to do is you need to think about other people, especially like in this difficult world where everyone's, you know, like against each other. It's a divided nation. It's a divided world.
Oh, we've run out of time. Do you want to do the next one?
All right. This one says, if you could have just one movie star as a friend, who would it be? And why? And that's also anonymous.
And are you absolutely sure we haven't got that confused? Because I really think, like, I mean, if you want me to,
I mean,
I could just
from the Big Bowl.
And do you want to do this in tandem?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I thought you'd be like, this is this is the name.
This is a dystopian future
where everyone is forced to take part in a game show called If you could be friends with any movie star, who would it be? And why? And
that's come on down.
Oh. And yeah, and now you're the presenter of that.
Okay.
And what do you do?
And
in the movie?
I play Michael Barrymore. And
in his most famous role
of Strike It Rich. We got Liam Neeson. We got Liam Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got
Liam Gallagher.
Chris Hemsworth.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one would you choose?
Liam.
And the survey says yes. I hope that answered your question.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.